With just two wins under their belt, Donegal require two further victories to be assured of a place in next season's top flight, knowing that 6 points may not be enough to stay in the division. Two of their three games are away from home, with the first of those in the Kingdom against the All-Ireland champions Kerry on Sunday. The away form guide in Division 1 doesn't favour Donegal, who haven't won on their travels since 2009 against Westmeath. Rory Gallagher has made one change to his starting team, with Hugh McFadden replacing Eamon Doherty. Kerry have made three changes, which include All-Ireland final goalscorer Paul Geaney returning to the full forward line. The Donegal boss is expecting a more open game in Tralee than last week's, in which they lost to Monaghan.
Well, I would expect definitely that would be the expectation, Thomas, with Kerry play a fairly traditional brand of football. You know, obviously they're a wee bit more defensively minded than they would have been. We've seen that in the last year's All-Ireland final. But I think I can't see a situation where Kerry are going to concede their kick out and drop some men behind the ball. So we'd expect a much more traditional type of game at the weekend.
Without a victory this season, Derry are favourites to be relegated. They head to Clonus for the must-win game against Monaghan on Sunday. Brian McIver has brought Emmett McGuckin back into the forward line, and Owen Bradley is back from holiday and available if required. Joint leaders Cork have to make another long trip north, this time to play Tyrone. A Cork win could be enough for a semi-final spot, while the Tyrone victory will maintain their push towards the top. Cornerback Dwayne Quinn makes his league debut for the O'Neill County and is named in place of the injured Cathal McCarron. The other game in the division sees Mayo take on Dublin on Saturday evening.